Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Again, for those who have not seen this before, it would seem that the energy that it takes for the human then to get ready to channel and begin is too short. Because the standard model of channeling would have a distance in time for the human being to adjust to major differences in countenance, in consciousness, in reality. My partner lives with me. As I have indicated to all of you, it's possible not to live with Cryon, but to live with that which is divine within you to such a degree that you don't turn it on and off. And turning it on and off is linear, and that is what you've learned. By the very way that you go about worship in this land, you learn to linearize God. You go to the place of worship, dressed differently, acting differently, and only once in a while. And then you leave, as though God lives there, even calling it God's house. So you're free not to be in his house and act the way you wish. That is linearizing something that is naturally inside. Inside of each of you lives the most divine thing that you can imagine. It's a piece of the Creator, really. However you want to see that. Some call it the higher self. Some call it the soul. You don't have to figure it out because this piece is multidimensional to a T, and that means this, is you cannot put a reality into it that you could understand. I said this once before. You don't have any trouble with thinking that God can listen to millions of you speaking at the same time. Even if you're saying different things, God is so powerful that this is no problem. The problem is this, is that you can't apply it to yourself. Is it possible you're receiving many messages at the same time right now? If you could hear the whisper of angelic beings in this very room who know your name and know who you are and have been with you for eons, saying, I see you, I love you, I see you, I love you. Do you remember me? Here's my name. I'm with you. I'll always be with you. That's my job. If you could hear and realize and hear somehow the whisper of the ancients and your ancestors and even those you loved and lost while you were here whispering, I'm still here. I love you. Did you know that? I am here. Would it change your perspective? And the answer is, oh, it would. It really would. Because the reality that you live in, dear ones, has to be expanded. And that expansion is yours to do by yourself alone. Others can't do that for you. But what happens is when you come together in a group, all of you with some kind of an expanded reality, it changes the reality of the room. It changes what you can do together that you couldn't do alone. Delinearizing God, we've spoken of so often. Delinearizing yourselves, we haven't really spoken of much. But it has to do with this. If you're a piece of God, that means that you have some of the attributes, literally, of the Creator itself. And those attributes are this: eternal. All of you, every single one of you. All eternal. Your soul lasts forever. Number two, family. You all know each other. When you're not here, all of you know each other. And you might think, well, that's a lot of souls to know. How linear of you. There is no limit to how many you can love. Dear ones, did you know that? There's no limit to how many you can love. Billions, trillions. You can see them. You can see their names in light on them. And you love them all. That's who you really are. So can you imagine with that how you might apply it to the circle of life with just a few that you have? Can you practice literally going to places that you're only visiting for a moment? You're shopping, you're doing errands, and you see somebody coming and you concentrate. I know the God in them. I know them at some level. I can see that. They're nothing like me. They're not my age. Maybe they're not even my gender. But wow, I can see the family inside there. And in that, you treat them different. In that, you step aside and marvel at how beautiful they might be. This is the human at its best, learning the very things that we're being taught today in this very session. My partner started the series today talking about that which is a journey that is heroic. It's a metaphor, a name for what's in every single one of you. It's a desire of how you see yourself completing life as a cycle that was heroic, where you did marvelous things and then you return. And most humans don't see themselves in that scenario. They turn to the media and the novels and the poetry and all the things that will put them into that state of a reality where they can enjoy it, because it's not them. But dear ones, I am saying it is you. Where are you in the journey today of the hero? And if I ask each one of you, you might say, well, I'm not sure. Some of you will say, well, I just go about life the best I can, awakening and learning the best I can. I've got errands and I come and do this and I've got family to take care of. And that's what I do. And I want to tell you something, soul. All of that is minutia. It's peripheral. Yes, you do it all. What is the limit of your ability to love? Can you love while you do those things? Can you think of other things while you go through those things? And we come back to the original question. Can you multitask consciousness? How many places can you be at the same time with your consciousness? What part of the Creator do you think is missing in there? Or can you do it all? This hero that you are has walked through many things in this life in order to get you to this room or listening to these words. And finally, you're listening to these words. And if you're expecting profundities, I'll give you one. You are magnificent. And you are in the right place at the right time doing the right things. You may not even recognize it as being the heroes of this age. You are anticipating an awakening. Anticipating an awakening. That is to say, you recognize there's more here than you think. Then that linear mind pops in because there are seniors who are saying, well, it's a little late. Not understanding that we see you, dear human being, dear soul, we see you all together in all of your lifetimes as one being. Doesn't matter how young or old you think you are, it's not too late, it's not too early. You are awakening into something you will continue when you return. And for the first time, you get this idea that this is not a linear learning. This is quantum, if you can even call it that. It's burst information that comes to you and your soul and your countenance and wakens you to a point that you leave differently than you came. And this realization, wow, whatever happens to me tomorrow, if I take my last breath tomorrow, I'm coming back with the same information I left with. And I'm going to keep going. And you'd be right. And sooner than you think, even as a child, and you'd be right. It's magnificent. It's beautiful. What an old soul can do when they start awakening to a larger truth for themselves. I'm bigger than I thought. I can do magnificent things through compassion and love that'll change lives around me without ever having to teach, without ever having to tell them what I think. All I have to do is look at them and find the God inside. That is not new information, but for the culture, it is. It truly is. We've told you before, it's going to shape how new business is run. It's going to shape how politics is run. And it's going to take a while, but boy, is it going to be different. Your children's children will see a completely different humanism than you have today. And that's only two generations. And you'll be here. And you'll experience it. Some of you will have an Akash that remembers today. And those who have this will know intuitively how good it's going to be or how good it is in retrospect to where you are. That is the evolvement that's coming. You may not know who you used to be in a past life, but you remember the energy of what it was like to have to slog through an energy that would not understand core truth. Or when you saw humans being unpleasant to humans, they wouldn't understand the catalyst to peace is compassion. You don't need to argue that forgiveness is more than what lubricates peace on earth. It's the key to look at somebody and understand what they're going through. To ask forgiveness because perhaps you were inappropriate to someone else. And what that does to someone else when they can look in your eyes and you can say, I was wrong. Please forgive me. I love you. No matter what happens on this planet, I love you. Because I know that inside you there's the God that's inside me. And that's how we are going to exist together as human beings even in the future. And those listening to the channel, and there's always some, will say, Pollyanna, it is. It isn't going to happen. It never has happened. It can't happen because human nature won't let it. And I say, you get ready for human nature to move off that peg you thought it was all about. And it may take longer than you think, but it's already happening. People are going to expect more integrity. Start watching what they do. And think about things they haven't thought about before instead of just doing them because everyone else does. And that is awakening. Even those who would never come to a meeting like this, don't believe in channeling, would never have a spiritual belief system, are alone in the closet, will start awakening to a grander truth of integrity. That's what we're looking at. Something that is self-evident to humans when they're born. That is not self-evident now. That you're here on purpose, you have a right to be here. And the better you can treat each other, the better your life. The more you can laugh, the healthier you'll be. And the more peace in your life, the longer you'll live. These are the premises that were taught in those days that we have taught this day about through my partner. You really are here at the right time, you know that? There have been so many that say, Dear Crying, I've sat in many of these meetings, and I've heard many of these things many times, and I'm still having trouble. And what I say to you, dear human being, is that intent is everything, timing is everything. There'll come a time when it all snaps together. And the trouble you're having is you still really, truly don't believe it. And I'll say it again, what I've said before. The channeling that I'd like you to listen to called Who Do You Think You Are? Because you really don't have it yet. You are magnificent. You can be a clean slate for all of these things to attach to you if you believe it. But if you think that you don't deserve it for any reason at all, nothing will stick. No words that I say, no energies that I give, no core truths. Because you're not ready for it. You don't see it yet. And dear ones, that is what is starting to change. In the awakening process, there is the acknowledgement that you are bigger than you thought, than you were ever told. And that perhaps, just perhaps, you really are magnificent. And when that starts to occur to you, all these things that I speak of now will come flying in and become your reality. And you can start practicing them and realizing them, live longer because of them, and smile more often. Dear ones, this is not going to solve the problems of life. They're always going to be there. It's going to solve how you treat them and the reaction that happens after they're gone, after they occur, and who you become because you've changed how you perceive them. This is the difference. It's more than psychology. It's a new spiritual attribute of reality where you start to see a pattern of acceleration of compassion, of good things happening to you, good things. In the field right now, there are wonderful things that can happen to you if you allow them to. Potentials that are lying there ready to you for you to see who you are. That's the promise. And we've told you this before. There's a lot more here than you think. And you've got a lot more help than you think. What you do with this information next is up to you. I love working with old souls. I love working with you. Because I know all of your souls. Every single one. And when you're not here, dear ones, we party a lot. And we sing. And we laugh. And we enjoy who we are. I've never been a human. Ever. And what I see in you is magnificence. Enough said. Until next time. And so it is.